From NPR News, it's Day to Day. It's not just car enthusiasts and business analysts watching the auto show this week. Nonprofits also have a big stake in the future of the industry. Many of them are kept afloat by car makers. With more, here's NPR's Celeste Headlee.
A few hundred volunteers, led by Ford Motor Company's Jim Vela, visited some shelters last month, bringing boxes of food and provisions for the holidays.
The first place we went to was COTS, the Coalition on Temporary Shelter, and one of the gentlemen who is now a resident there was a Ford employee just about 12 months ago.
Vela is the president of the Ford Motor Company Fund. He says the automaker allotted $70 million for charitable giving in 2005. Just 2 years later, that was down to less than $14 million. And Vela says it'll probably get worse this year.
Certainly the company is in a more challenging financial position even than it was a year ago. So I would expect the contribution from the company to be down probably about 40%.
The big three automakers support large nonprofits all over the country, like the United Way, the Salvation Army, the Smithsonian, and Habitat for Humanity. But for decades, they've also supported smaller groups, like the Nashville Zoo and the Michigan Opera Theater.
Coming into the office every day is like going into the trenches to just see what new explosion, what corporation suddenly is sending you a message.
David DiChiara is the general director of the Michigan Opera. The arts group's fall season is sponsored by Ford and the spring season by General Motors.
But General Motors said, we just cannot. And you understand it when you realize what's going on with them, you know.
So the company had to cancel one of its spring productions. And since Chrysler sponsors the ballet, that season is on shaky ground as well. Kyle Caldwell is president of the Michigan Nonprofit Association. He says auto workers have also been very generous in the past, so the loss of those jobs is an extra blow.
You have to look at that not only as a loss of jobs, but a loss of contributors to nonprofits, a loss of volunteers to nonprofits. So we really are looking at several Katrinas in one.
The Red Cross in Michigan has put out an emergency call for blood donations. CEO Diane Ward says auto workers have been among their most reliable donors.
We have started to see a decline in our local collections here in southeastern Michigan. As we have seen a decline in the auto industry, it's a one-to-one correlation.
The National Council of Nonprofits' Tim Delaney says all this is happening at a time when more people need the services of food banks and shelters.
On the left hand, we're being asked to do so much more, and on the right hand, we're being given so much little. And nonprofits are out there fighting day in and day out to try to serve their fellow citizens, but odds are stacked against us.
Ford Motor Company Fund's Jim Vela says he's trying to increase support in other ways, like volunteer time and in-kind donations. Last year, 18,000 Ford employees volunteered about 100,000 hours for charity. And he's sorry that the company can't do more.
Sure. Is it tough? I hate it. There is no reason that anybody in this country should go to bed hungry. But that's not just Ford's responsibility. That's a community responsibility.
But the communities in Michigan and Ohio that benefited the most from the Big Three's philanthropy are also the ones hit hardest by unemployment. And it may be difficult to squeeze the extra funds out of the residents who may themselves need help. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.
Thank you.